online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
Police have named the third London Bridge attacker as 22-year-old Yusuf Zagba. He was an Italian national living in East London who had previously been stopped trying to reach Syria. Earlier, a minute's silence was held across the UK to remember those affected by Saturday night's attack.
I was speaking to somebody whose cousin was involved in the attack. A young girl was stabbed in front of him. We have to kind of consider him lucky. Yeah, he's going to be affected forever.
We have to think about those who are affected immediately. And people whose lives have been probably destroyed for the rest of their lives.
Just to recap, 7 people were killed when attackers drove a van into crowds on London Bridge before stabbing several people in nearby Borough Market. The latest victim to be named is 28-year-old nurse Kirsty Bowden, who was there helping injured people. Police have been defending their decision to drop an investigation into one of the attackers who was named last night. 27-year-old Curran Butt from Barking had even been on a TV programme about extremism. Officers say there was no evidence he was planning something, though.
How on earth could we have let this guy through the net? How could he possibly be on a Channel 4 programme and then committing atrocities like this? And, you know, that is a question that will need to be answered by MI5, by the police.
That was Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson speaking a little earlier. He says there's lots of questions that will need answering. The other attacker wasn't known to security services.
KMFM News.
Also today, and as Andy mentioned, the wind has been causing a lot of problems on the roads and trains in Kent. There was a speed restriction on the Dartford Bridge earlier. Southeastern services were also being affected by fallen trees, and scaffolding was brought down near the old fire station in Gillingham. Things should start calming down this afternoon, though. A man who threatened a shopkeeper with a hammer before demanding money in Deal has been jailed for more than 5 years. 38-year-old Robert Baker from Walmart Castle Road grabbed the victim by the throat after going into the store last November. He pleaded guilty to one count of robbery. Ahead of this week's general election, it looks like people here in Kent would only trust the Conservatives to get a good Brexit deal. A poll done for KMFM today shows 70% of us think Theresa May should be leading negotiations in Brussels. Sean Kerr is from the company that carried out the research for us.
Residents are more positive towards Brexit than they were pre-referendum, and given the chance, they would vote exactly the same way again, and actually they feel even more positive towards what benefit Brexit will bring to them than they did when they were voting in the EU referendum.
Well, you can read more about the results and find out what people thought of the other parties' plans for Brexit at kentonline.co.uk/election. And Prince Charles has been in Kent to look around the house where Winston Churchill used to live. £6 million has been spent to secure and display items that belong to the wartime leader at Chartwell near Westerham. Zoe Colbeck is the general manager there and says it was great to welcome royal.
He was generally very interested in the house and bits of the collection and hearing the stories behind the bits of the collection. So what Churchill's Chartwell project is all about is to try and bring the collection alive. So it was lovely to see that in action.
And they're the top stories we've got for you this lunchtime. Joe's got the sport now, starting with an update on the cricket.
Sport with passmores.co.uk. Superb sheds. Mention KMFM for a 5% discount.
Well, England's cricketers have lost their third wicket in their Champions Trophy match with New Zealand in Cardiff. Owen Morgan's side were put into bat in windy conditions by their opponents this morning. A short time ago, England were on 143 for 3 in the 25th over. Meantime, Kent have signed Pakistan bowler Yasir Shah. He's the second fastest bowler of all time to take 100 wickets in Test cricket. The 31-year-old will make his debut in Kent's championship match against Durham at Canterbury on Thursday. And Chris Hughton, the boss who signed Cheick Tiote for Newcastle, says he's stunned at news of the midfielder's death. The 30-year-old collapsed in China after training with his Beijing Enterprises side. Manchester City captain Vincent Kompany also says it's devastating.
He was one of the young guys coming up when I was a young guy coming up in the first team of Anderlecht, and he was a warrior from that age, you know, one of the toughest players I've ever played with. And if everybody remember the greatest team of Newcastle in recent years, I mean, he was at the heart of it.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.